Okay, so what was the inspiration behind Mighty Finn? When did you guys come up with this creation?
Okay, so we made a game called Scarlet and the Spark of Life, which was an adventure game on the iPhone. And you could say it was a critical success, but not so much a commercial one. And we figured that we needed to make some smaller scale games. So we actually did, what was it, a two week period of intensive prototyping and brainstorming.
We had a massive, massive brainstorming session where we came up with, I think, literally 100 ideas, 95, 96 of which were pretty rubbishy. But we came up with, there were four ones that we, was it four?
Yeah, as well.
That we thought were really strong. And so what we did was something we'd always wanted to do with our game design, which is like take four different ideas and bring them all up to a reasonable prototype stage so we could just see and play for ourselves which one was the funnest.
And then Mighty Finn emerged from those four, basically.
Okay, how long did it take to develop the game?
Once we'd finished the prototype, it was 8 weeks, which was really pretty fast. Yeah,
8 weeks for the first version, and then since then for version two,
Was it a month?
Yeah, around a month.
Yeah.
Full time working on this update.
Okay, so what's your favorite part of the game?
Now it's candy. Candy levels.
For me, it's the big ninja that throws shuriken at you.
Yeah, I had to second that one.
Yeah, shuriken
throwing ninja. Yeah.
Yeah, that and some of the costumes are pretty fun.
And speaking of the ninjas, I mean, a lot of the interactivity in the updated levels, that's really not there in the first part. Was that kind of what you guys were aiming to do with the additional levels, like kind of strut your stuff a little bit more?
Well, speaking as the guy who made the level design, I was completely out of ideas after making the first date, so I needed a big set of gimmicks to actually inspire me a bit more. We always wanted to put in more unique things like bouncing on marshmallows, ninjas throwing shuriken at you, all of that kind of stuff. And we want to take that even further in more updates. It just makes a difference, makes it more fun.
He's being modest calling them gimmicks, actually. I think a lot of these ideas emerged out of
a drunken haze.
I just think the game came out of a drunken haze.
Yeah, it probably did.
Well, I had a sensible answer, but, you know.
As far as the art design, there's a couple of levels, especially I believe it's the futuristic one or it's the pirate one, where you have like the clouds in the sky. It's beautiful. It looks kind of like the cartoon in the beginning of Kung Fu Panda. It's just very, very solid. How long did it take to put those backgrounds together?
Oh, wow. Well, firstly, thanks for the high praise. I love Kung Fu Panda. But it's hard to say to break it down, because I was working on all the levels like at once to try and get a cohesive look together, and I'd say a day for each one. that's roughing out the general look, and then you got to break down all the assets into individual pieces. But because we were like short on time, pretty much a day, like 8 hours to get the overall feel for each level.
It took James here half a day to draw all 32 new costumes. He's pretty fast now.
He's prolific.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a favorite costume?
The Rocket.
Okay, this is maybe going to sound weird, but kind of maybe still the bunny ears from right at the start of the game.
I particularly enjoy playing as the carrot on a candy level. Just the juxtaposition there is... That was my fancy.
Doesn't take much to please us.
So what was the whole idea behind all of the costumes? Like, I remember when I unlocked Hulk Hogan, I was kind of like, wow. Did you guys were just going for, like, pop culture references and just to have as much fun as possible?
Yeah, that was about it. I don't think there was really any rhyme or reason. I think we just brainstormed a lot of ideas, whatever sounded cool, whatever came to our head. The nice thing about the new costumes is... what is it, a dozen, about 16 of them. We just, on our Facebook fan page, we wanted to get ideas from the fans, and so they sent ideas in, and that's why you've got Finn inside a sandwich now, and other awesomely random ideas.
Shout out to Maximilian. Possibly the biggest sandwich band in the world.
Gotta go.
I'm noticing a very, very big trend with iPad and iPhone video game creators. They're using social media to help, I don't want to say fix, but help enhance their titles. How important has social media played a role in you guys improving Mighty Finn?
It's really helped with the feedback, and it certainly lets you connect with your fans a lot more directly, which is really what we want. I mean, when you're making games, you're in your own little bubble. And it's a very strange feeling to think that someone's actually playing your game out there. It still wears me out. So having something like Facebook there, where you can chat to people, it's really good. It gets you kind of back into the real world a bit.
Okay, you mentioned before in future updates, you said that like very passively. How many updates are you preparing?
Oh God,
is that
dependent? Yeah. It depends how this one goes, I suppose. I mean, we have more ideas, and we'll just keep throwing them at people until they don't want any more, if we can.
Okay, the biggest concern with the first run of the game before the original, before the first update, was the sound. How important do you think the improvements you've made to the sound this time around have changed the game?
It's huge. JJ thinks it's huge. Like unique tracks for each level was something that I always wanted to have in there, and it was a huge disappointment for me that we just ran out of time for the first release, because we're all taking on multiple roles, and audio tends to get pushed to the bottom a lot more than I would like, and so it was a real delight for me to be able to say, no, we're gonna have 7 new music tracks, it's just going to happen. That's how it's going to be for the update, and just sit down and work on them until they were done. So I'm really delighted to be able to give people the experience that I always wanted to give them with the audio.
Okay, there's a lot of games available on the iPad and iPhone lately, and a ton of them are free. How would you kind of sell this game to someone?
I think you're getting an experience that you might see in another title, where you get the game for free, but actually to get the amount of levels and costumes and just the experience, you might have had to have spent like 4, 5, 6, 10 times the amount of money on in-app purchases, whereas this is what you see is what you get, all this amazing array of costumes, levels and so forth, different modes, and it's all for your original purchase of $1. So that's the value proposition we're going for. But we'll see what people think of it. Yeah.
What inspires you guys as far as video games go? What did you guys play when you were younger? What are you playing now? How has that played a role in the development of Mighty Finn?
I grew up on Sega. Sega? Is it Sega?
Sega.
So Sonic the Hedgehog and all the other ones. These guys didn't so much. But
Alex Kidd.
I suspect that games like Sonic and everything else keep creeping back into our games, whether I know what's going on or not. So the old arcade feeling is really what we wanted to get across with Mighty Finn.
This is specifically for Mighty Finn. Obviously, for something like our adventure game Scarlet, we had a whole different set of influences, like the old LucasArts adventure and newer ones, and that kind of thing. So it really depends what genre you're talking.
But we all grew up playing a ton of different games and a ton of different genres, and that's assuming we can all go forward together as a company in the future. We're just going to be making so many different games because we like so many. We might never make a sports game, maybe, but that's really about it.
I've got to say, from an artistic point of view, recently I've got a lot of inspiration from Little Big Planet, purely from a visual point of view. I just love how it looks, and that probably comes across in Mighty Finn in some areas. But
I think a couple of reviews during the comparison.
Yeah, I just think it's beautiful, so...
Okay, how do you think your time with Scarlet has affected the development of Mighty Finn?
Well, we've become a well-oiled machine
since Scarlet, really. We, certainly in terms of just the development process, we really started to dive into how to make a solid and tight iPhone title.
And this is the first, because James wasn't full time during Scarlet, so this is the first one that we've really been able to enjoy gelling as a team or working full time on a project.
Okay, so how do you guys feel moving forward? Like, what are you working on right now aside from Mighty Finn?
Oh, we finished the update a couple of weeks ago.
We've got an update to the update coming out. just a smaller one. Coming out with a bunch of new sound effects and some little other tweaks and improvements.
Yeah.
But if you're talking in broader terms, mm-hmm. Well, we are finishing off our trilogy of puzzle adventure flash games, The Pretender, at the same time. And moving forward, I think we're going to need to look at how much traction Mighty Finn gets. We would really love to do a sequel to Scarlet and the Spark of Life. I think for me, that would be, that would be the ideal for us to be able to move on, to that with Mighty Finn having got some traction.
Okay, is there anything that you guys want to say about the company or about the game for people that have, haven't experienced Mighty Finn or Scarlet or played any of the games on the console yet?
We are probably more of an idealistic bunch than we should be, but the result of that is that we pour our heart and soul into every game that we make, and we just really hope that comes through. Every game we make, we're improving, and we think by the time we've gone to Mighty Finn, it's just a really tight, polished experience, and we hope people find it fun.
We put a lot of love into our games, and I hope that comes across.